Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper coming to you here on RBNLive.com and at 5.050 on shortwave. I'm broadcasting tonight from the Office of American Free Press. Had to come down here to take advantage of the wonderful computers and all the other technological advances that they have here, and I am just kidding, folks. They're just a little bit more technologically advanced than I am. But here I am at American Free Press headquarters on Capitol Hill, surrounded by all sorts of computer printouts and all sorts of interesting things, and just not enough time to get all my work done or to be able to bring you all the important news and information that you do need to know. But, you know, thank God for newspapers like American Free Press and for independent radio networks like RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because, you know, when all is said and done, between these good voices and other independent newspapers like the Idaho Observer, and oh, I could go on and on, you know, there's all this good information that you can get, you know, you can put it all together and you know, make the right phone calls and send out the right emails and spread the word, you know, about important events that are going on in your community and across the country. We had a caller here, Mike from Maryland, who called in a couple times over the last couple weeks bringing us information about some 911 related events here in the Washington D.C. area. And you know, this is what's so important about independent media, independent networks that are bringing the information, you know, and bringing people closer together than we ever have been before. And it is so important now, you know, because we have so many big things going on all around us, and we can't rely on the major media in this country to bring us this information. Now, I'm going to bring you a little bit of information about a pet project of mine, and all it requires you to do is send an email or make a telephone call. Hardly costs you more than a couple dollars at most, but I think maybe we can disrupt something that needs to be disrupted. So I'm going to ask you to get your pen and paper handy, and after our first break, I'm going to give you some information that I think you should take advantage of and make use of, because, you know, in an organized effort, in a very small way, we can make our voice heard on a matter that I think is very important. So do get your pen and paper handy, and I'm going to give you some information. In the meantime, I understand President Bush is designated next month, or I guess this month, May, to be Jewish American Heritage Month. Well, it's not religious, so they say. It's going to be purely cultural and educational. So, all right, I'll tell you what, if it's going to be purely cultural and educational, let's have an Amish American History Month. Let's have a Quaker American History Month, and let's have a Methodist American History Month, and let's have a Roman Catholic History Month, and what else? So am I missing something? A Mormon History Month? Boy, oh boy, I mean, the list goes on, but we are going to get a Jewish American Heritage Month. I never heard of a Methodist American Heritage Month. Isn't that cultural, too, or is that only religious? I don't quite get it, folks. Why the special privilege there? I don't quite get it. You know, sometimes some people just want to be just a religion, and then other times it's just going to be purely cultural and educational, kind of like when Jewish groups get money from the U.S. federal government that no other religious group could get. Oh boy, oh boy, maybe I said something I shouldn't have. Well, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More commentary, just a little bit tonight, and then we're going to take your phone calls. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Going to take your phone calls tonight, and hopefully those who couldn't get in last night will maybe get in tonight. The number here is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. In the meantime, just a little bit more commentary. I had a few remarks about this Jewish American Heritage Month, which I think is outlandish. I want Methodist American Heritage Month or United Church of Christ American Heritage Month. I was baptized in the United Church of Christ, by the way, just because it happened to be the nearby church where I used to live, and my mother thought it would be a nice idea for her little baby boy to be baptized. For those who think that I'm an agent of the Vatican, my father's side, they were Roman Catholic, although the last I talked to my father about it before he died, he hadn't been to church in about 50 years. Got an interesting email from one of our listeners who reminded me of something that has been kind of mentioned in passing here on the program in reference to the nation of Mexico and this subject of immigration. One thing I've heard, and this is what caused me to mention this business about my Roman Catholic heritage on my father's side. I've heard a lot of rumors and insinuations that the Catholic Church is using illegal immigration from Mexico to invade the United States and turn the United States into a Catholic country. That is a really inventive theory, but you know, there's something you should more keep in mind, folks. The government of Mexico for the last century and really before that has been what has known as anti-clerical. That means that the Catholic Church has been suppressed in Mexico, really oppressed in Mexico for generations upon generations. And part of that is the fact that many of those people in the ruling elite in Mexico, although many of them have what you might call Spanish names, they are not actually of traditional Spanish Catholic or Spanish Christian heritage. A lot of those people in the elites of Mexico are of Sephardic Jewish origin and consequently quite sympathetic to the Zionist cause. So if there is any invasion being directed into the United States by the elites of Mexico, I guarantee you it ain't the Catholic Church that's behind it. Just an interesting little comment, something I thought should be worth mentioning. Another one of our callers sent me a very interesting email. This is health-related news, folks. He says, I was floored to hear one of your archive shows talking about garlic. Listen to this very carefully, folks, because he's right. He says, ingested raw garlic should be, must be a vital part of our American weekly diet. Garlic is a vacuum cleaner of the blood. Garlic dissolves toxins in the body to help bolster a depleted immune system. And he also notes that a daily bombardment of toxin in our lives is depleting our immune system. Raw garlic draws toxins out of our bodies. Folks, garlic is a very, very powerful tool for good health. I've seen it work magic in a number of instances for myself personally and for some of my friends have utilized it, both internally and externally. Garlic, you know, no big drug company is ever going to be able to get a patent on garlic. So don't write garlic off. You know, you got to be careful. You got to use some peppermint after you use it, but it's very, very important. Now, folks, I wanted to tell you something very important. I ask you to get your pen and paper handy. We all remember Douglas Feith, or is it pronounced Faith? I've never got it straight in my mind. Spelled F-E-I-T-H. He was the number three man in the Pentagon, one of these armchair war hawks, one of these neoconservatives. He's the guy who helped generate all this misinformation, these lies about Iraq building nuclear weapons and about Iraq having links to Al-Qaeda, blah, 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 et cetera, ad nauseum. This Douglas Feith, F-E-I-T-H, of course, was also kicked off the National Security Council of Ronald Reagan's administration because the FBI was investigating him for espionage on behalf of Israel. So needless to say, this man, whose name is spelled F-E-I-T-H, is a pretty bad man. He's responsible. He used to have a law firm, ladies and gentlemen, with one client, an Israeli company, or I think it was a government, Israeli government-connected company. He's one of these people who is responsible for the murder of thousands of Americans, perhaps hundreds of thousands of Iraqis, the butchering and maiming of 10,000 other American boys and girls, men and women who are coming back to this country in as cripples, blind, you name it, not to mention all those people that are suffering from depleted uranium and their families that are going to suffer. Douglas Faith, Bice, whatever his name is a war criminal. He's a criminal, period. But guess what? He's been invited to join the faculty of Georgetown University's School of Foreign Service. Well, I think that's an outrage that this criminal is going to be teaching a course. I've already called Georgetown's School of Foreign Service myself and told them that this was outrageous and that I was going to do everything in my power to get this man thrown out of Georgetown. So I am going to give you the number of Georgetown University School of Foreign Service right now. 202 area code, of course. Washington, D.C. area code, 202. If you don't have those pencil and paper in your hand or your pen and paper, get it now because we got to stop this guy. You got to tell your friends who are Georgetown graduates and your friends who are Catholics who have connections to Georgetown. We got to get this guy fired. He's a criminal, ladies and gentlemen. The number is 202-687-5696. 202-687-5696. I'm going to say it again, 202-687-5696. And you can send an email to the School of Foreign, the president of the School of Foreign Service, care of his administrative assistant, at the following email, JAF54, JAF54 at Georgetown.edu. Georgetown, of course, is spelled GEORGETOWN, just like it sounds, all one word. Excuse me, Georgetown.edu. That email address again is JAF54 at Georgetown.edu. I've sent out an email to my relatively small email list giving them this information. I hope you'll do the same. Say stop. Stop neocon Doug Feith, F-E-I-T-H, from getting Georgetown job. Very simple. Spread the word that this war criminal is getting a big shot job at Georgetown University. I know there's a lot of Americans who are graduates of Georgetown and people who are contributing to this university who don't like the criminal spree of the Bush administration, and particularly this big-time criminal, Mr. Feith. And I think it's a shame, as I said, that he should get this job. I think there should be people from all around the world, and there are graduates at Georgetown living all around the world, a lot of people with a lot of money. And if you send these emails out, I guarantee you it's going to get into the hands of someone who says, we got to stop this. It's going to get into the hands of someone with a lot of money who has contacts with other people with a lot of money, and it can be stopped. And I think we should make a project out of this. I think we should make an effort to stop this man from getting this reward because it can be done. This man is an absolute criminal, ladies and gentlemen, and to think that he's going to be honored as a distinguished practitioner in national security policy, there's nothing distinguished about this man. He's I don't even want to use the words to describe him. Send those emails, folks. Call up Georgetown tomorrow during regular business hours. Call during the week. Send the emails out. Flood them and make sure the Georgetown graduates know about this so they can make their voices heard. And we can stop this guy. It can happen. It can happen. It's starting right here, but let's make it end when Douglas Feith or Feith, I got to find out how he really pronounces his name. I hear it mispronounced all the time. But we're going to stop this man from teaching a single student at Georgetown. We don't want this man on the Georgetown campus. You know what? We don't even want him in America when it comes right down to it. A guy who spied on behalf of a foreign country when he was working in the National Security Council of the Reagan administration. I call that a traitor, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Let's go to Mike from Arizona. Mike, you've been very patient listening to me ranting and raving.
Oh, good job. I'm right behind you. You know what? I'm sure you see this, too. That if you look at every intrigue, every horrible thing that's going on in this world, if you consider that like a tree and you shake it hard enough, eventually a bunch of telematic Jews fall out of it.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you look at that Talmud, you're going to want to turn away because it's not very nice. Mike, stay tuned here. We have to go to a break. We'll be talking to you when we come back, though. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Folks, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. 5.050 on shortwave. I hope you can hear me out there. And at rbnlive.com on the internet. Folks, I just happened to think over the break, following our next break, I will give you an email address where you can write me. And I will send you a copy back of the email that I have sent out containing all that information. I'll give it to you right now very quickly. It's very simple. MichaelCollinsPiper@yahoo.com. MichaelCollinsPiper@yahoo.com. That is not, incidentally, the email address that you'll find on the AmericanFreePress.net website. This is just simply all one word, my three names scrambled all together, MichaelCollinsPiper@yahoo.com. I'll give that again. Anyway, we have Mike from Arizona online. We had to cut him off for the break. Mike, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Yeah, go ahead. You called me. I didn't call you. What do you have to say tonight, Mike?
Well, yesterday you were mentioning a so-called Israel security fence.
Yes.
Of course, it's funny. If you look at all the deceptions in the world, you always find you got some, I hate to say it, but some guy that looks like he's got a slab of bologna on his head or a black hat.
Well, they don't all wear slabs of bologna on their head.
I feel a little crude. But anyway, the reason why they call it a fence, I believe, is because they're keeping the evangelicals stupid. the scripture that the evangelicals don't believe that Israel is going to be taken over by Russia.
Yes, that's one of the, yes, I've been hearing that one for years. In fact,
yeah, the Gog and Magog, but nobody ever really looks at the scripture.
Yeah, I've been called a Soviet agent, as a matter of fact, by one prominent evangelist. Not that prominent, but he's a real hellfire and damnation supporter of Israel. He advertises all over the country. He says I was
shattering.
Yes, promoting the Soviet line because Israel is going to be taken over by those evil Russian communists who are.
Because I got to hear Ezekiel 38 talks about Gog of Magog, but this is supposed to be Gog of Magog. God's talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
Says, thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, in other words, take them over,
mm-hmm.
that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls.
That's very interesting, actually. You know, I think you put your finger on something.
Yes, and having...
That's why they're calling it a fence. Yeah, when it's... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very interesting, Mike.
And neither have neither bars nor gates, and it's that to take a spoil and to take a prey and to turn on hand in desolate places and whatever. But the fact... The interesting thing about that is there is a wall there. And there's a writer, a Christian writer in... 1864, who wrote about this country, this little nation called Khazaria. And his name was Christian of Stavelot. And he wrote in 1864, that's about 100 years after the Khazars converted.
Listen, Mike, would you do me a favor? Would you spell that last name on that guy again?
It's Stavelot. Stavelot. That's Christian of Stavelot. And actually, the writing is called Expositio in Matthaeum Evangelistum. Well, you can actually look that up. There's a, if you look on Stephen Jones's website, it's gods-kingdom.org. You can find that article on there. It's under Who Are the Jews?
Okay, sounds kind of interesting. Yeah, I'm going to check that out myself. Very, very interesting. I think that's very interesting. You picked up on that that play on the term fence, which is really a wall. And I think you're right about that.
Oh, right? I'm sure. I'm right.
Yeah. You know why I'm absolutely convinced you're right? Because I have seen the trickery in the use of language that they have used for the last 50 years, if not the last 5,000 years, and that is all par for the course. All the lies and deception we get out of this troublesome little country in the Middle East that really has set this whole
yes.
darn world on a stage ready for destruction.
Well, it's kind of interesting. What he wrote, this is what he actually wrote, quote, at the present time, that's 864 A.D., we know of no nation in the world where Christians do not live. For in the lands of Gog and Magog, who are a Hunnish race and call themselves Gazan, that is Khazars, there is one tribe, a very belligerent one, Alexander enclosed them and they escaped, and all of them profess the Jewish faith. The Bulgars, however, who are of the same race, are now becoming Christians. How about that one?
Interesting stuff. I'm going to check it out. I appreciate that, Mike.
Okay.
Thanks a lot
for your program.
All right. Appreciate it, Mike. Thanks for your call. I'm going to go ahead and bring Scott from Massachusetts up, but I'm going to warn you, Scott, we're going to have a break coming up, and if you want to hang on, please do.
I'm with you, Michael.
All right, Scott. There comes that break, I promised you. Stay tuned, folks. We're going to be back here on Republic Broadcasting Network with yours truly, Michael Collins Piper, and Scott from Massachusetts, who will be coming up. Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Before the break, we brought up Scott from Massachusetts. I'm going to bring him up in a moment, but just to remind you, we are going to have open phones here for the next half hour, free to call in, talk about what you want to talk about. I might agree, I might disagree, I might even throw you off the air. Anyway, our call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And for those of you who would like for me to send you a copy of the email I've sent out to people hoping to get this horrible piece of garbage, Douglas Feist, thrown off the Georgetown campus, you can write me on the internet and at michaelcollinspiper@yahoo.com. michaelcollinspiper@yahoo.com. Now let's go to Scott. Scott, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, Michael. I'm happy to have a chance to talk to you. It's not always, you know, I don't always get a chance.
All right, I'm glad you called.
The Jews and the media, they have a monopoly on the polemic that people hear. Other than the American Free Press and a couple other, you know, circulation newspapers and broadcasts like the one you're doing, they pretty much have this whole polemic locked down. Which is why the American people are retarded. And when I say retarded, I don't say it in a derogatory way. I say it in a realistic way, saying that they are slow to understand what's going on. And they're going to continue to be retarded. But what's not going to be retarded is the Zionist agenda that is at full speed to the point where I believe they're going to make some serious mistakes. The wall of shame that you talked about, it's a wall of shame where they are going in and cutting down 400 olive trees at a time.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And segregating hard luck Palestinian farmers from the very essence of their life, which is these olive trees. So it's like just cutting your hand off. It's what they're doing to the Palestinians is an international criminal act, and the Jews who do this ought to be prosecuted for it on the world stage.
It's called genocide. It's genocide. They're interfering with the livelihood and survival of a people. Yeah, no one calls it what it is.
No, that's right. It is. It's a 55-year genocide of the Palestinian people. Now, the reason why I called, Michael, just to make sure that you don't miss anything that's going on out there, because there is a lot going on. Converse. When I say the word Converse, does anything come to mind for you? The company Converse.
Well, aren't they? They're like a sports.
That's Converse sneakers. I used to wear those.
Okay, yeah.
But anyway, Converse was exposed by Fox Network.
Oh, that's the telephone company.
That's right.
Converse, C O M V E R S E. Okay,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and they were part of. They're an Israeli company stationed in New York that does 99.9% of all the billing for all the telephone calls you make.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
Whether you make them on a cell phone or you make them on a landline phone or a cable phone, I don't care what phone you're on, Converse is watching it and recording it.
Scott, let me make a point here about this. You know, there's a lot of people that are hearing this maybe skeptically and saying, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. No. This is not a theory. What Scott is talking about are cold, hard facts.
That's exactly right.
I want to emphasize that. People think that, you know, there are people who are listening tonight who are saying, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. No.
I'm making it
These
up.
Are
no,
facts.
I'm not.
These are facts, yeah.
It's also a fact that there's another Jewish-Israeli company called Amdocs.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Amdocs supplies 99% of the wiretapping equipment, programming, personnel, and expertise to the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, and the rest of them. And there have been complaints by the FBI and the NSA that this company, Amdocs, leaves back doors open so that they can go in and review what the NSA is doing, what the FBI is doing. No, this is true stuff. This
yeah, no,
real.
I know that it is. It just amazes me that our own so-called, quote-unquote, our government, which talks about homeland security, has done everything they can to undermine our own security, our own homeland security, for the benefit of a foreign nation.
Exactly, and they allow this foreign nation to do this. Now, on page B2 of the Boston Globe, which is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the New York Times and the Sulzberger International Jewish Empire, the chief executive at Converse Technology, maker of telecommunication system software, and two other executives resigned yesterday amid company inquiry into the timing of stock options. All right? Now, these three guys had to resign from this company. Now, the guy's name is Kobe Alexander. He's the chairman, Kreinberg and Sorin, S-O-R-I-N, all Jews. And these guys, what they did was they received stock options. And when you receive a stock option as a Benny from a company, the stock option is for a particular day. What that stock is worth on that day and whether you exercise that option or not, you know, but it has to be on that day. They switched the days to when the stock was really riding high.
Okay.
And they got caught on it, and they had to redo their books all the way back to 2001 because of this, and all these guys had to quit because they were doing illegal stuff. And these are the guys from Israel who, it's an Israeli company, who track every single phone call, and they're a bunch of criminals.
You know, Scott, you know, I mean, there must be somebody out there listening who thinks Israel is fine and dandy, that it's a wonderful ally of the United States, that it, God has put Israel on the face of the earth to make lives comfortable for Americans, and just thinks that what the Israelis have done here is fine and dandy. I wish they would call in right now and discuss this with us.
No,
I mean, I want them to explain why this is a good thing and why it should be excused. There must be, you know, we have another caller from Massachusetts named Jeff.
Yeah.
I wish Jeff would call in right now and explain to us. He's a very outspoken supporter of Israel.
I know Jeff.
Yeah, I wish he would call in and explain to us why what you have just described to us is a good thing.
It is acceptable. It's not acceptable. But let me just say this before I leave you, Mike, and it only take me a second. Jerusalem and the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Temple Mount that the Al-Aqsa Mosque is built on is being subterraneously dug out from underneath by the Israelis. And that thing's going to collapse because in order for them to institute their New World Order, that mosque has to go.
Mm-hmm.
The mosque that was blown up in Iraq was just like a trial run, like a test balloon
right.
That was sent up. And they're going to either implode that thing, blow it up, and then they're going to build the temple. And when people and this fence that they're building right now around Jerusalem is like the temple wall for the Antichrist. And this is what's going on.
You see,
there.
You know, Scott, this is very interesting, you know, because, you know, it's funny. The earlier caller that called in from Arizona, I made the comment to him that I thought it was very perceptive of him to have noted this play on language surrounding this concept of this wall, these fences, et cetera, how they call it a fence, you know. But, you know, it's also very interesting you point this out in the context of your discussion because, you see, a lot of the stuff that is happening in Israel, the actions by the Israeli government, they are guided by an ideology and a memory and a plan that goes beyond the comprehension of the average American. And, you know, they do things very symbolically, just as you are describing.
Right.
And that's what makes it all so really beyond the comprehension, to repeat myself, beyond the comprehension of the average American man and woman who's out there, you know, slaving away to pay the electric bill and pay the long distance phone bill
right.
for these Israeli companies. You know,
right.
it's really something. Listen, Scott, I'll tell you what, I want you to stay on here, Scott, because we just got a phone call. Keep Scott on. We have a caller from Oklahoma named Ron, who he says he wants to defend the Jews or defend the Israelis. So let's bring him up and let's have a little party line here.
Hi, Michael. Are you there?
I'm here, Ron.
Okay.
And Scott, are you still on there?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
okay,
I am.
Yeah, I guess you're calling in response to my challenge.
Yes, I am.
All right, please go ahead.
Okay. What I have a problem understanding is how it is that anybody can criticize somebody else for the other group being stupid. The Jews have every right to do everything that they can to accomplish their objectives, and their objectives are control of the world. And I don't understand, you know, they constitute 2% of the population. Now, how is it that the other 98% of absolute idiots are free from any kind of criticism for going along with this? It's you, Gentiles. You guys are the ones that buy their products. You support them. You put their politicians in office. You vote them into office. You don't support American free press. You don't do anything except support the Jews and allow them to do the things that they do. How can... why is it not in their interest to do everything that they can do to achieve their objectives?
Well, Ron, I'll tell you what, it's very interesting because you reminded me of a call that we got last night, Richard from Alabama. Richard's a pretty sharp guy, and he raised the question as to why there are all these illegal aliens and their supporters out there in the hundreds of thousands in cities all across America. But people who are in opposition to that issue or on other issues, they just don't seem to rally. Well, I mean, okay, what do you guys think it's going to take to get, and I'm talking to both Scott and Ron, what is it going to take to get the American people to start saying, dare I say, no mas, no more?
The truth. See, you cannot, this is situational ethics. And to say that anything is free gain to be involved in order to achieve your goals is already null and void as far as a polemical argument goes.
How can you say that when the Northern Europeans came to this country and genocided the Native Americans that lived here under the name of Manifest Destiny? It is the Americans, you know. You guys, what we're forgetting here and what we're overlooking is that we are responsible for allowing your elected officials represent you. You get the kind of government that you deserve. Now, if you can sit around and talk about Franklin Roosevelt and decry, you know, Morgenthau and all these people that he had in there that got us into World War II.
Yeah.
But, hey, pal, you're the ones that elected.
Wait, one at a time, folks.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just setting up the whole litany of sleazy characters that you're referring to, Bernard Baruch and Paul Warburg and all of these Jews from across the ocean who came here and set up the fiat money system that they have us all sucked into.
And you're buying into it, pal.
International gangster banksters. They're gangsters.
You're buying into it just like all of us are. I mean,
buying
you know.
Into what?
How is it, do you think, unless they're God's chosen people, how do you think that 2% of the population can control the other 98% when it is against the 98%'s vested interest, and yet the 98% go along with it? And how do you think that 6,000 years ago, a bunch of folks hanging out in the desert came up with this philosophy and this religion and this plan that if you follow this, you are going to be able to control the world? And here we are, you know, 6,000 years later, and lo and behold, it's all true. You
yeah,
look back at the turn of the century
when the
Protocols of Zion were published, and every single one of those have come true.
Scott and Ron, just a moment. Listen, I'm finding this discussion very, very interesting, and I suspect a lot of our other listeners are too. Because, you know, on the one hand, you guys tend to be in agreement, and yet you're in extreme disagreement. So if we have room and there's somebody else that wants to jump in here, I would urge him to call 800-313-9443. And if you want to join this discussion, if we can squeeze you in, we'll do that. Because I think some real serious and important questions are being raised here. So if you guys want to continue, go ahead.
Well, the short answer of it is, to me, spiritually, is that 2% of the population, less than that, is controlling the world. The world is the playground of Satan. And these guys have given up their birthright by rejecting God and putting him to death. And they are in league with their father, the devil, who is in charge of this, controlling this earth.
Now, Scott, that's a pretty provocative statement. I wonder if there must be somebody out there who disagrees with that statement. I wish they would call in because that's a pretty strong charge. And I know a lot of people agree with it and a lot of people disagree with it.
Well,
we have David from Massachusetts. Let's bring him up and see what he has to say.
Hello there. How are you, Michael?
I know who this Dave is. Dave, how are you doing?
Good to see
you. Haven't talked to you in a while. Listen, I guess you want to join in this conversation, Dave.
Look, at the first thing I want to tell you is this, and this is, excuse me, this is important for you to know. There was a time I went over to the National Archives there a couple of years ago, and I asked them if they had any information about the American bombing of the Pope's summer residence in February 1944 when they bombed Castel Gandolfo.
Okay.
The American Air Force killed 700 refugees.
Okay.
And the person told me immediately, without even blinking an eyelash, no such information was available.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I have looked it up. I know that such a thing is there. And I personally think it is in the National Archives, but they don't want people to know about it.
Right. That's all part of the thought control, mind control, and the censorship that has affected our minds here. Now, we have a break. We have a break coming up here. You three guys stay on, because we're going to wrap it up with our final 5 minutes here. We might even be able to get Bob from Missouri up. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
This is Michael Collins Piper coming back to you from Washington on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We only have 5 minutes here, and apologies to Ron from Oklahoma. Apparently you got cut off in the process of bringing Bob from Missouri aboard. In the meantime, though, we were talking with Dave from Massachusetts, who was telling us about the cover-up of the bombing of the Pope's residence, summer residence, I guess, during World War II. So, Dave, if you want to proceed with that, bearing in mind that we want to keep this discussion flowing here. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, now, about that February 10th, 1944 bombing of the Pope's summer residence at Castel Gandolfo, I did look up quickly in the New York Times on the microfilm, and I could find no reference to any such thing in 1944, but I'll admit I did it fairly quick. I do believe that there's been a lot of suppression of this, and one time when I brought the issue up in Montreal, Canada, there was a discussion led by some professor, a man of Jewish ancestry, what's that college up in Montreal?
Nah, I couldn't tell you what it is, yeah.
Oh, boy, I forgot it now. It's
What did he have to say, Dave? It's really, what did he have to say?
This gentleman was, you know, he was quite critical of Pope Pius XII, and I brought out how Pius had, the Vatican had issued many thousands of passports to people of Jewish ancestry, probably mixed Jewish ancestry in Italy, and he said that he thought that that had something to do with their concept of Jewishness. And then I brought out about the bombing of the Pope's summer residence, and he did concede that such a thing happened.
Well, you know, but you know what I find interesting about this, it all comes back to the fact that what Scott, who originally initiated this discussion, Scott has talked about the retardation, and that is an interesting word in this context, Scott, the retardation of the American mind, the American public's mind, because they don't have access to this kind of information like you're talking about, Dave, and here you've found you have the information. And perhaps this is the first time that it's ever gone out in any form of media in this country.
I did talk to some people who were of a mature age in that period. They knew about it, and they did admit to me that there's been much suppression of this. And I talked to a few other people that were World War II veterans. They told me they never heard about it, and some of them were reticent. They didn't want to admit that it was true. They admitted that it was true, but they try to, you know, what you call look the other way.
Well, Dave, listen, I tell you what, we only have a minute or two left, and Bob from Missouri is hanging on here, and I'd like to bring him up and see what he has to say about all of this. Hello, Bob. Yeah, what do you have to say about all of this?
Well, I was responding to that Ron guy saying it's really the dumb white Americans, but a small group of people coming and rule over them. Well, that's like saying, if you're still listening to Ron, that I invited you to my house as a guest, and you came in and raped my daughter and then burned my house down. You're saying that I was stupid to let you do it. You know?
Bob, you know, you made a very interesting point in just a few short words. I don't think you even have to elaborate on that. And let me just add here that I think this is interesting because I would say that we're all in basic agreement here, but we're in disagreement about precisely how it all happened and what we're going to do to solve the problem. But we're going to have a lot more opportunities here on this program to talk about it further. So I hope you all call again, as I know you will, and everybody else just keep on listening, because there is a lot to talk about, and we're not afraid to talk about things here. So let's keep doing it before the thought police come in. Or maybe we can defeat them first. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. Thanks to all the callers. Thanks to those listening in. Thanks to the good people at RBN who made this broadcast possible. Stay tuned for more good programming here on RBNLive.com.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.